ladies and gentlemen, the fourth and final hour of this worldwide broadcast. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Vermes. I've been sitting in all week. Don't worry, you get Alex back on Sunday. We're about to have Webster Griffin Tarpley on the program after 5 after. Author of the recent books, Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, and of course, Barack Obama, The Postmodern Coup, which you can get at Infowars.com right now. I'm going to fly through some phone calls in this first 5 minutes, and then we'll take some phone calls for Webster Tarpley, hopefully on topic, at about 45 past the hour in the last 15 minutes. All right, let's see where we're at. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, what's on your mind?
Yes, Jason. Before I get to my point, I'd ask if you have Tarpley talk about the Middle East. I heard his last Saturday program, and he didn't talk about it. But sometimes there's a delay. They play the wrong week. But at any rate, I think that I appreciate a lot of what Professor Scott has done over the years, especially his research into the CIA involvement in the Kennedy assassination and the Vietnam War. But I think he's typical of many people who are saying, please give him a chance after he's Obama has shown that he is nothing but a stooge for the worst Wall Street and war industry interest. And he's done this. He's shown where he's at even before these rotten appointments like Gates and Dennis Ross, this ultra-Zionist, and the even more ultra-Zionist, rabid warmonger, Rahm Emanuel. He's called for increasing the troops so long ago by 100,000. He's called for he's voted for every hundreds of billions of dollars for this this rotten war against Iraq. He's voted for the FISA spying or the negation of the FISA and giving total immunity to Bush, a reinstatement of the Patriot Act. We know where he stands, and I think people are going to have to, I don't know if it's too late, at his inauguration, punch this bubble, this cult-like Kool-Aid Jim Jones bubble around him, and especially in this latest genocide and ethnic cleansing that he is supporting, not only by his silence, but trotting out his surrogate David Axelrod to justify the genocide that Israel is perpetrating against against the poor Palestinian people.
Well, I don't think there is as much of a argument against the fact that he's put in a hawk-like administration. Rahm Emanuel is extremely hawk-like. You know, it's just people like Peter Del Scott, people like Ray McGovern. You know, they're left-leaning. You know, they're still able to get on stage with the likes of Michael Moore at some of these book signings.
Jason, I don't think he's I don't think it's left to make excuses for this guy. There are people on the genuine left, like WSWS.org or even Counterpunch.com, the Coburn site. That
Alexander Cockburn,
And these people are totally opposed from the point of view of the left. And I think unless people don't keep on saying, give him a chance when he's leading us into even bigger wars against Pakistan and against and justifying this outrageous support for Israel, which is the number one fire starter, war starter, and trigger for everything. That it's the worst elements of the U.S. military industrial complex is used to incite war against Iraq, Iran.
Well, then you should like my next guest, because Webster Griffin Tarpley is not going to be giving Obama a chance, hasn't given Obama a chance, has really gone after him since day one. In fact, I kind of hope that Tarpley is off in his analysis. You know, he has given an extreme analysis, this being the next wave of fascism, and he may be correct. I mean, when you have a guy on the, and by the way, I thank you for the call. When you have a guy like Obama on the cover of Spider-Man, okay, the cover of Spider-Man, and this isn't even the cover of Spider-Man, right here is the new global elite Obama, but on the cover of Spider-Man, and it sells out in less than a day, I gotta buy a comic book that has a price tag of $4 for 80 on eBay? Yeah, it's pretty dangerous, this cult-like Obama mentality. We'll be back with Webster Griffin Tarpley. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in all week. Remember, Alex will be back on Sunday. I'm a filmmaker. I've put together quite a few 9/11 documentaries, my latest being Fabled Enemies, really goes into the international intelligence organization that carried out 9/11. Of course, we have new 9/11 documents, many still being withheld, but released at the end of this presidency, all the transcripts from the declassified interviews that they held. You can get Fabled Enemies right now at Infowars.com or become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. See all of my films, all of Alex's films, and this broadcast last 2 hours via the web. All right, we are now joined with perhaps Obama's harshest critic, Webster Griffin Tarpley, author and lecturer, and he's got two books out right now about Obama, Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, and of course, Obama, the Postmodern Coup. And as we're working on this Obama film here at the Info Warrior Studios, you know, I tend to like this guy less and less and less, and it does seem like there is a concerted effort to really promote him, not only through the media. I mean, it's bad enough that MSNBC was running commercials with all their anchors, change with MSNBC. On the cover of Spider-Man this week, sold out. Copies are going for upwards of $150. You can't get one less than $80. Cover of the Rolling Stone, deified as a god. And now Newsweek even doing a cover article entitled Obama's Cheney Dilemma, where they make the case that the Obama administration should not get rid of any of the executive powers that were brought in under the Bush administration. Thank you for joining us, Webster.
Thank you, Jason. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. So, I mean, it really does seem like, you know, aside from the youth corps and aside from the media promoting him, that Obama's cult-like status is just growing and growing and growing. I mean, when I flew into Texas last week, you know, one of the guys with the big orange batons was wearing, you know, not a change Obama hat, not an Obama OA hat, but just one of these stylist fashion things that you can get in any mall now, because he's all over hats, he's all over t-shirts. I mean, there's an Obama line of shoes. It's pretty incredible.
Well, I think it's not encouraging for the future of democracy to have a personality cult on the model of the various totalitarians in Europe in the 1920s and 30s. Interestingly enough, the Washington Post has recognized that the classic Obama poster is directly out of Soviet communism, Italian fascism, and German National Socialism. And it's very interesting. The guy who does these things is Shepard Fairey. You've probably seen him. The cover of Time magazine was Shepard Fairey. The cover of Washington Life, another one of the same type. You've probably seen the one with Obama Hope underneath. Things like this. And the Washington Post, this is the first time they've admitted, because they've been supporting Obama, of course, because they're the house organ of the Federal Reserve System. It says, this branding is brilliant, but it seems to disregard the iconic precedents of authoritarian propaganda originating in forms such as the Soviet poster art of the 1920s that Americans have traditionally resisted. So you're being invited to join the personality cult of a demagogue who is he wants to become an authoritarian dictator, functioning differently than Bush. He's more demagogic. He's using left cover compared to Bush's right wing arguments. Right, Bush was talking Bin Laden, Al Qaeda, war on terror, 9/11. Bush was ranting about 9/11 last night in his farewell, which was quite a spectacle. But now with Obama, it's going to be different. Now it's going to be, as he says, the Washington Post headline of today, I think, is extremely ominous. It is that Obama is now pledged to loot and pillage and sack Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, with the goal, of course, of convoying that money not to the poor, but to Wall Street. He's doing it under the direction of former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Adolf Volcker, Trilateral Commission, Carter Administration, the guy who destroyed the U.S. industrial base with the worst usury in history, 22% prime rate. That's Volcker. He's the elder statesman, the eminence grise of this entire thing. And Obama says he wants to entitlement reform. That means that your economic rights, won by the American people and the American labor movement with all kinds of struggles, the Detroit sit-down strikes, the San Francisco general strike, the Minneapolis Teamster strike, and the Toledo Autolite, and a million other sung and unsung labor struggles over the years. Obama wants to take that all away, and he says, this is where there are going to be very difficult choices and issues of sacrifice and responsibility and duty, he says. Sacrifice, responsibility, and duty. Now, this is not new. Michelle Obama, during the primaries, as I pointed out almost a year ago now, was talking a litany of sacrifice, meaning that they're going to drive down the standard of living. They're going to obviously increase the looting rate, increase the rate of primitive accumulation, including through taxation, of course, through their lunatic program of cap and trade, carbon tax, and all the rest of this stuff, motivated with global warming. And I'm sure the people up in Fargo, North Dakota, where it was 44 degrees below zero overnight, are going to laugh about that. The whole upper Midwest is in the deep freeze. The worst.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting calls from all my friends. They're just I'm from upstate New York, and they're like, dude, it's negative 15 out right now. And you just mentioned global warming and a carbon tax. Well, this week he appointed Carol M. Browner as his global warming czar. Yeah, I'm sorry, Carol M. Browner.
She's a lunatic. She's a retread from the Clinton administration. But this is a really big thing. He's saying that he is capable of bringing together a bipartisan, what that really means is pan-oligarchical. He's going to get finance oligarchs of the left and finance oligarchs of the right, Republican and Democratic financiers, bankers, and so forth. And he's going to loot, he's going to reduce the benefits, he's going to increase the retirement age, he's going to increase the taxation on these things. And it's so ironic because Last night, under Obama's leadership, the second round of the TARP was essentially approved, another $350 billion, and about half of it is already gone because it went to Bank of America overnight. Bank of America, a bankrupt institution, bankrupt because of derivatives, because of, you know, credit default swaps, collateralized debt obligations, structured investment vehicles, auction rate securities, asset-backed securities, mortgage-backed securities, all the rest of these crazy derivatives. Bank of America is bankrupt. Everybody knows it. Now, they've been bailed out once under the first round of the TARP to the tune of $25 billion, and now they're getting a second round of $168 billion following Citibank, right? Citibank had been bailed out once and then had to be bailed out twice in November, and everybody knows that Citibank is about to go under for the third time, and J.P. Morgan Chase is going down, 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 down. So along with Union Bank of Switzerland and all sorts of others that operate in the U.S., so this is a disaster. I think Obama has dropped the mask. Today he's talking about renewable energy and his green jobs. Well, the problem with what he calls renewable energy, meaning windmills and solar cells and ethanol and other boondoggles, essentially, that have to be subsidized, is that every time you build one, it's a net loss for the economy. It's a net loss because the amount of energy you have to put in to create some of these things, or all of them virtually, is more than you'll ever get out of it in the entire life of the investment. So the more you have green jobs and renewable energy, the poorer and more backward you're going to get. Obama today is talking about how countries like Spain are ahead of the United States. Yeah, they're ahead of the United States in the race to the bottom because they'll go bankrupt even faster because of their stress on green jobs, renewable energy, global warming, and the polar bears. So you're getting to the point now where human civilization, the fabric of human civilization, is at stake. And obviously, you can say, well, let the depression work. I suppose there are some who say, you can't interfere with the depression. You have to let it work itself out. You have to hope for creative destruction and hope for a recovery on the other side. I say, that's ridiculous. That's absurd, and it's also going to get a lot of people killed. We can and must and can easily fight the depression successfully because we know how to do it, right? We have the examples of the 1930s, 1940s here in the United States. You can take the examples that work and the ones that don't work from the New Deal, the Roosevelt period, the labor struggles that go together with that, and you can apply that to the present time. What Obama's trying to do, though, he's essentially imitating, it's not very widely known, Mussolini. Mussolini in the 1930s, after he invaded Ethiopia, was slapped with oil sanctions by the League of Nations. So the Italian economy went into autarky, meaning energy independence, including ethanol. That's one of the ways that ethanol was developed, was in Italy in the late 1930s. And this, of course, is a tremendous failure, and it makes a society that is so impoverished and hysterical that you get yourself into wars very easily because the dictator has then got to pick quarrels with foreign countries to somehow unload all of this tension. So I'm very much afraid we're going into 100 days to the fascist corporate state, and it is imperative now to organize a sophisticated, enlightened opposition to Obama. The problem you have, we can go through the Obama cabinet, right, the appointments that he's made. Some of these are just hair-raising. I've already mentioned Volcker, but you look at people like Geithner and Summers and Gates and the new Dr. Rice and Vilsack at Agriculture and Arnie Duncan and this guy Donovan at the Department of Housing and Urban Development and so on down the line. This is the greatest concentration of Wall Street banker influence and power that we've ever seen in the history of the country. There's nobody at the table except Wall Street. Labor counts for nothing. Retirees count for nothing. Women count for nothing. Black community counts for nothing. Hispanics count for nothing. Asians get nothing. Small business gets nothing. Heavy industry gets nothing. The defense contractors get basically nothing. Big oil gets virtually nothing. Auto, of course, gets nothing. So what you've got is the reign of pure financier, paper-backed derivatives merchants. In other words, the people who have now they're now about to seize power in Washington are the ones behind the $1.5 quadrillion derivatives bubble. And God help us.
Well, they're calling for an $825 billion stimulus bill. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up. The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Starbucks wants to make it easy to join Obama's proposed paramilitary brown shirt volunteers. Starbucks will honor each person who pledges with a free tall brewed coffee beginning Wednesday, January 21st through the Sunday, January 25th. The goal of the effort is to raise pledges in excess of 1 million hours of service from all over the country for the new domestic Obama force. Well, thank you, Starbucks. The coffee I had was delicious, and I'm glad that you're pushing fascism. It's very nice of you. So, you know, this is just another effort not only by the media, but to really get the people behind them. I mean, again, cover of Spider-Man, the Spider-Man comic sold out. I mean, people hoarded it. I can't get a copy for under $80. This is, you know, a $4 comic book, something that probably cost them 30 cents to make on a printing press. And, you know, of course, he's given the new cool guy bump with Spider-Man. He's the real hipster. And when I saw that, you know, we played the Obama Youth Brigade clip earlier. The Obama Youth Brigade clip, I mean, because of Obama, I could be the next engineer. Because of Obama, I could be the next architect. Well, how about pride in yourself? Why do you need a figure like Obama to do these things? And now the Democrats have proposed an $825 billion stimulus bill, one of many, I'm sure. I mean, Bernanke this week came out and said they're going to need more bailouts. Paulson from the very beginning said that banks were going to go under no matter what happened with these bailouts. So, Webster, what do you see happening in the next couple months? We're 6 days away from the inauguration. Do you see another bailout bill being passed? Do you see the stimulus bill going through? What's on the agenda?
The second round of the TARP just went through last night. So the second $350 billion, and that got Obama off the hook because Bush has now given all that money to Bank of America. Generally, the TARP is a monstrosity, and you ought to set up the criterion, not one penny more to banks, insurance companies, credit card companies, mutual funds, money markets, or any other financial institution. They were given the first round of the TARP, saying if they got that money, they would start lending again to business and industry. Well, we had General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler on the verge of bankruptcy. J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Citibank refused to lend to the automobile industry. The government had to come in and save them, which I support. You've absolutely got to save productive employment. Industrial assembly lines have got to be kept. Otherwise, you're in the Third World and the Banana Republic League, and you don't get out of it so easily. So the main idea is stop with the bailout of the derivatives bubble. It's futile. It's hopeless. There's not enough money in the world to ever bail out 1.5 quadrillion of poisonous, bloated, cancerous, fictitious, bloated derivatives, which are now the essence of the banking system. In other words, these banks, J.P. Morgan, Citibank, and Bank of America, they're all bankrupt. They should be seized. They shouldn't be demanding money. They should be in Chapter 11 and indeed in Chapter 7 because I think most of them are just hopeless economic black holes. Now, on the recovery program or stimulus program, I think there should be one. Well, let's ask ourselves, should the government fight the depression? Yeah, of course it should. You're damn right it should. The question is, with Obama, you've got a combination of only bailouts for bankers, no money for productive activity, and then his stimulus is basically green jobs, which I talked about before. Every green job is a net loss for the economy. You get deeper and deeper in the depression the more green you want. You've got to have modern technology, probably 100 nuclear reactors, two in each state would be the best energy policy. You'd want to build a transcontinental magnetic levitation railway. You'd want to put high-speed rail commuter systems around the 25 largest metropolitan areas, either rebuild the ones you have, the ones in New York City are 100 years old, or in many places like Houston, there's nothing. So you start from scratch. Mm-hmm. So that would be another thing. But with Obama, it's partly green jobs, again, a net loss, and then he's got this stuff about community development grants. Now, that looks very much like funding things like ACORN and this fascist infrastructure. In other words, a series of parasitical organizations which are going to be used then to try to become a battering ram against other groups in the society that may disagree with the way that things are going. But the idea is, ultimately, this is a deindustrialized country. The deindustrialization was done under Paul Adolf Volcker. You got to roll that back. You got to reconvert and reindustrialize. We're looking now very soon at a crisis of the dollar. That's obviously the next step, 3-6 months down the line. I can't tell when. But quite soon, as this 8 to 9 trillion, 10 trillion of injected capital begins to work its way through, you're going to see the dollar begin to fall against the euro and the yen. It's been falling against the yen the whole time. Against the euro, it's been actually increasing. And once you realize that the foreign value of the dollar is the value of the dollar, you're going to get into dollar hyperinflation. So you've got to do something about that. And that means you've got to earn foreign exchange to pay for the imports that you want. In other words, you won't be able to give funny pieces of green paper. You're going to have to earn the money or the gold to pay
for
it.
It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with Webster Griffin Tarpley after this. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families all over the world trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. We're on the line with Webster Griffin Tarpley, the author of Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography. Let's not forget George H. W. Bush, The Unauthorized Biography, either. And, of course, Obama, The Postmodern Coup. You can get that over at Infowars.com right now. I want to shift gears just a little bit and talk about whether or not you believe that we'll have military conscription under this new administration. I mean, you've got Rahm Emanuel talking about 18 to 25. Everybody serves 3 months in basic training, and then you're in the military. We now have Charlie Rangold reintroducing legislation to bring in the draft, and then you have Thomas Blankley, who's been talking about this now for 2 years, and talked about it on MSNBC, said it wasn't the right time under the Bush administration. They'd have to wait for a new administration, and now he released his book, American Grit, this week, goes on Fox and Friends, and of course, He doesn't like it, but we're just going to need the draft for these emerging military threats in the Middle East, and one of those would happen to be Pakistan. And Webster, you were one of the first people to actually talk about this Pakistani threat. So do you think that we will see conscription in this country?
Let me say, first of all, that people who went through 2008 talking about an attack on Iran, there was no attack on Iran. There will be no attack on Iran, and the Israelis have been told that they're not allowed to attack Iran. So they've been essentially banned from attacking Iran. I think there's certainly a big push towards what amounts to compulsory militias, compulsory service masquerading as volunteer service. Here we have Colin Powell wants everybody to carry out volunteer service to celebrate Martin Luther King Day. I really wonder whether Volcker, Geithner, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, Blankfein from Goldman Sachs, Mac over at Morgan Stanley, Larry Summers from the White House. I really wonder if Rahm Emanuel is going to be out there carrying out volunteer service. And I doubt it. And the military side of it is perfectly possible. And I think what you see now is a kind of gloating in the ruling class that they now have a whole series of options that had been foreclosed during the late Bush years because of the fact that Bush was so discredited and so hated and so isolated that they couldn't get away with those things. And obviously the military draft is one side of it, and he would bring that in under left cover. He'd say, we have a humanitarian emergency in Darfur in Sudan. The Burmese government is oppressive. The Pakistanis are harassing women. So it would be now a series of invasions conducted under left cover rather than under the worn-out, discredited cliches of 9/11. So I think all that's possible. The other obvious possibility is the false flag option. And remember the famous or infamous speech by Joe Biden in Seattle on October 19th. There's going to be a foreign affairs crisis in the first 6 months. It's going to be ginned up, generated, fake. The righteousness of the U.S. position will not be obvious. Got to support Barkey. And then the other one, the 12-month perspective, that the economic policies of the new administration, obviously now based on austerity, sacrifice, lowering the standard of living, wage gouging, taking away various economic rights under left cover, that would make the whole Obama team so hated that their standing in the polls will have collapsed within 12 months, which based on the model of Jimmy Carter, I think is about right. And actually, I think it'll go even faster this time around. So they've got all of these things going. And I, of course, urge people, don't suspend your critical judgment. Don't have your, you know, autonomous judgment as a citizen taken away by this hysteria, this hype, you know, the messianic utopian rhetoric. The inaugural address will be a tissue of lies. And as a matter of fact, let me ask people to, if you have a chance, tomorrow afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock Eastern, you can, on this same network, Genesis, you can go over to my program, the World Crisis Radio. I recorded, just in the past couple of hours, a counter-inaugural, counter-State of the Union, where I go through an economic recovery program to fight the Depression, a program for world peace, a program of institutional reform. Just listen to that and you'll get the whole lowdown on the way that I see things. But the important thing now is to have an opposition. If Obama comes forward with a bailout of $850 billion, it simply will not do to stand around in the corner saying, I want the free market, I want the free market. It's like saying, I want Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and the Easter Bunny to come and save me, because this stuff just doesn't exist. It's nowhere to be found in the world. We live in a world of monopoly cartels, trusts, oligopolies, duopolies, you name it. There's no free market. There never really has been in centuries. If you talk about free market and say you think that the government ought to let the Depression take its course, this basically puts you in the deep freeze. It puts you off the political map. What you've got to be able to do is have the sophistication to get in there and distinguish between the things that Obama will have in his programs that are good and that ought to be in there. He'll say, more money for food stamps. Yes, 10 times as much as Obama wants. He'll say, more money for unemployment benefits. 52 weeks, 104 weeks. Yes, 10 times as much as Obama wants. And then he'll say, green jobs and green energy. No. Then he'll say, community development block grants for Acorn. No. So that you get in there and actually grapple with these problems rather than retreating into some ivory tower of a world that has not existed and certainly does not exist now. You've got to get in there and be able to fight, you know, point by point, as Obama says, right? He's got a woman called Killifer. I suppose she's going to be Madame Killjoy or Madame Killer. Killifer is the performance officer of the administration. And we can avoid all the obvious jokes about that, but the performance officer is that she's supposed to go through the federal budget line by line and find out the things that are not necessary. So she's going to be the new cap the knife, right? The new austerity czar and budget deficit hawk. And the kind of thing that somebody like this is going to do to Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and to all the other, you know, remnants that we have of our tattered social safety net. This is going to be an absolute tragedy. But again, you've got to be able to get in there and fight point by point. You've got to get in there and grapple. And I hope that people will join in that, right? You can see some ideas for it are at actindependent.org website.
Well, going back to you talking about left cover and how we're going to, you know, have this possible conscription, don't you think that he's still using just a little bit of the right cover with the war on terror? I mean, first of all, Bush in his, maybe not in his farewell speech, but his last media appearance, he said that his number one thing was keeping America safe from another terrorist attack.
Right.
That'll be the number one thing for the Obama administration. And the Obama administration is already talking about really a redistribution of force from Iraq. Of course, we're de-escalating there, but he says he's going to put them into Afghanistan. So
correct.
I see
course,
them creating the same quagmire
the only
there.
Place in the world, the only place in the world that they still talk about bin Laden, al-Qaeda, is this area where Obama and Biden claim that bin Laden lives. Remember, that was the line in Obama's convention speech was, Bush says he'll go to the end of the earth to get Osama bin Laden, but he won't go to the cave where he lives, meaning let's invade Pakistan. Now, other than that, you're not going to see, I don't think, well, I doubt they're going to claim that bin Laden is now living in Sudan or Burma or Venezuela or China or Russia, for that matter. The geography and locus of confrontation has shifted. They're going to go after Pakistan with the goal of dividing it up, right? Remember, it's Balochistan, Pashtunistan, Waziristan, Sindh, Punjab, tribal areas. The idea is to shatter it into mini-states, right? Mini-states, micro-states, regionalism. And the general model is they're against big government. They don't like big government. The government of Islamabad is big government. They don't like it. They want to have mini-states, and above that, the empire. That's the new model. And they have India now as a relatively willing spear point against that until somebody in India does something about it. But if you look at the past 6 months, Brzezinski and company have already been dictating policy. In other words, Bush and Cheney left power long ago. They have not been calling the shots for at least a year. And what has happened, of course, is Georgia attacks Russia, straight Brzezinski Soros foreign policy. Ukraine has just cut the gas deliveries from Russia to Europe, which I've been predicting for what, 4 or 5 months since August at least, mm-hmm. that there would be a natural gas crisis created by these NATO IMF puppets in Kiev, the Yushchenko regime. So they're trying to gin that up. And then behind that, remember, is the Polish missile crisis. And again, that's supposedly got to do with Iran. But I think you're going to see that the 9/11 stuff gets to be less and less relevant for all areas other than Pakistan, which of course is important, and you're going to get more into this area of great power rivalry. And I think the great danger is, of course, that there'll be some new false flag that will essentially change the subject. In other words, it will be, bin Laden has joined the KGB, or bin Laden has joined the Beijing secret police or something, and now he's operating for them, right? Mm-hmm. Some you know, form of this legion of super villains or something like this, and then try to use that. But the main idea is that you can't muck around in the Middle East. Again, the fact that there has been no attack on Iran. Notice, Biden went to the Israelis and said, guess what, Israelis? There's going to be a nuclear Iran, and you're going to like it, and you're going to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the caller that you had at the beginning of the hour wants to know about Gaza, of course. It's an orgy of genocide by the Israelis, and it has to be stopped. The one person who could stop it is Obama. Obama could simply make a statement, I call on the Israeli government to stop what they're doing. At that point, the Israeli government would probably collapse and the operation would cease. Notice he doesn't do this. The reason is that the attack on Gaza is a kind of a consolation prize
for people like Zippy Livni and Ehud Barak, who want to be the successors of Olmert. They want to compete with Netanyahu as warmongers. So they've been given this opportunity. They're told, you know, go in and kill 1,000 or 2,000 people, and then you can run on that, and you can compete with Netanyahu, because you're not going to be allowed to attack Iran. And there, you know, there's a constant flow of news stories that the Israelis were pressing and asking, and the answer kept being no, 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 and that came from Gates, it came from Mullen, and it came from the U.S. administration in general, because the U.S. and the British just don't want this. They want to look at Pakistan, and again, Pakistan is an energy corridor. Pakistan is the way that Iranian oil could go overland to China. Pakistan is a way that tankers could unload at the port of Gwadar and send oil up to Pakistan all the way into China above the Himalayas, above Kashmir and so forth. So it's an energy corridor. Pakistan has got to be destroyed, not because of Pakistan, but because it's an ally of China. And we're now in the area of Russia-China Shanghai Cooperation Organization. That's the new enemies list. So generally speaking, kick the Chinese out of Africa, attack Sudan to cut off the oil from there, attack Zimbabwe somehow to prevent the Chinese from getting minerals from there, attack anybody in Africa who's dealing with the Chinese, attack Pakistan, attack Burma. These are all Chinese allies, and then ultimately try to play China against Russia. So this is the perspective that they have, and they will need to evolve the ideology, because you can't come forward sounding like Bush, Cheney, neocons. You've got to sound like something new. Generally speaking, I think they'll talk much more about human rights and genocide, Darfur, you know, Burma, places like this. I think that's the wave of the future.
All right, let's take some callers in the last 15 minutes of the show. Let's try to keep it on topic. And for Webster Tarpley, let us go to Matt in Ohio. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. And hi, Mr. Tarpley.
Hello.
I had my first question was, do you have which one of your books discusses give some groundwork for your economic plans?
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's called Surviving the Cataclysm. And the second edition will come out from Progressive Press of California within a month or two, or something like that. We meant to do this a year ago, but then along came Obama, and I had to shift into overdrive to try to warn people about Obama. I had two books in about 5 or 6 months. But there is a second edition now that's practically in the press of Surviving the Cataclysm. You can send an email to info@progressivepress.com and get on the list and be informed of this. And I think he'll probably even sell you an electronic version, which is going to be a little bit messy, but it may be the thing. And that was the basic story there. That was written about 10 years ago, and it talks about deindustrialization and the derivatives bubble as leading towards a world economic depression of unprecedented severity. And that's where we are now. So that was 10 years before.
Okay. The reason why I ask is because I'm pretty much a free markets adherent. And I've heard you talk about you're on another radio program about a week or two ago, and you don't seem to really think the free market would work in this situation. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to get some of your... Fortunately, I haven't drank enough fluoride to not be willing to question my assumption. So I wanted to get some, just some groundwork, just to relook at that analysis.
Well, definitely check it out, because, you know, Webster, again, you put it out there 10 years ago, and right now, 10 years later, is when a second edition is warranted. And I'm sure you add a couple chapters, basically.
Yeah, sure. There's a new economic program. There's a new analysis of helicopter Ben Bernanke. There's a new analysis of the TARP. How to nationalize the Federal Reserve if you don't have the political power to nationalize it all at once? Nationalize the Fed by stages, and they would seize parts of it and fight from there, and then use those parts to overcome the other parts. The thing about free market is that this is a myth. This does not exist. The 19th century generally knew that the subject you're talking about is political economy. In other words, it's economics and the state, economics and the government. And the only time that you don't have that is if you're in the old Stone Age, right? If you're in the Paleolithic hunting and gathering caveman phase, when there's no state, then you could call that a market, I suppose, but that's basically hunting and gathering. Since the emergence of the state in any form, about what, 10,000 B.C., right, when you go into the Neolithic, right, the New Stone Age, then you've already got some kind of a state coming up. And then you're talking about political economy. So the idea that you talk about economics as if there's no government is crazy. All of this grows out of Ricardo. The founder of monetarist economics is David Ricardo, who was on the board of directors of the British East India Company, and he ran opium, and he ran the monster debt of the British after the Napoleonic Wars. And from there it goes on to Oxford, and then it goes on to Vienna, and the various people from Vienna, you know. And the thesis of that school is that production is impossible, that there's no such thing as production that creates something qualitatively new in the universe, but only rearranging things in space. It's a crazy thesis. You find that in von Mises' book of 1912, his main theoretical treatise. So what you need is industrial economics. And this is a school that never mentions the word production. They don't talk about production. They talk about money supply and all the rest of this. It's up in a never never land. In other words, it's profoundly unrealistic. Why we should turn from the American school of Hamilton and Lincoln and Franklin D. Roosevelt, which is the most successful in the world, to the Austrian school, which is a failure. I mean, is Austria a model of economic success? I don't think so. But America was and could be again.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to continue to take your calls in the last 10 minutes of the program. If you missed any of the broadcast today, remember, we rebroadcast everything over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Yesterday we played a really quick clip of the FX program Rescue Me, where Daniel Sinjata, big ups to Daniel, had a 2.5 minute tirade for 9/11 Truth, and it was just awesome. Well, there's a new FX program that premiered last night called The Beast, and they slander 9/11 Truth in that. They have a 9/11 truther come on, he starts talking a little bit of truth, but then they bring in the wacky no planes, CGI planes, butter planes theory in there, and really, and this is the guy that, I guess the guy is like the crack smoker on the program. He shot himself in the foot while trying to play Russian roulette. So the major idiot of the program is pro 9/11 truth and talking ridiculous CGI theories. We have Webster Griffin Tarpley with us, and he is the author of Barack H. Obama, the unauthorized biography, and, of course, Obama, the postmodern coup. You can get that over at Infowars.com. And we're going to fly through your calls right now for Webster Griffin Tarpley. Let's go to Chad, who's out in very cold Albany, New York. Chad, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. I got 2 points. Try to make them quick. Rahm Emanuel's plan to make it compulsory to do national service, whatever that means, that would have to be approved by Congress first. They couldn't just backdoor that through an executive order, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And the second thing is,
they have the votes.
Right.
Yeah, they do.
Although, would it really, I wouldn't put it past Congress to pass that, because they have the huge majority now, and they worship the ground Obama walks on, so any idea he comes up with must be brilliant, right?
Yeah, and the House, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is a total hawk. You know, she's been in with this, not only the Bush administration, but this administration for quite some time. She headed up the initial congressional investigation. She was the lead Democrat of 9/11. And, you know, Pelosi is not a good person, is she, Webster?
No, she's a monster, and she ought to be out. But remember, these people are totalitarians in the sense that they believe, whether they know it or not, what they believe in is the Mussolini fascist corporate state, and they believe in forms of national mobilization such as the so-called voluntary labor service that we saw in Germany in the 1930s, which was not voluntary at all. So the point is, the ability to get this stuff through is, I think, going to be largely concentrated in 100 days. In other words, from January 20th to about May 1st, you got to try to fight a holding action. If you can stop Obama in the 100 days, after that he will crater, as Biden predicted. In other words, his economics will be so unpopular that he'll be hated within a very few months, and at that point it'll become much harder for him to get this stuff through. So what you want to do ultimately is gridlock. Gridlock and partisanship, and stop this stuff from going through. And I urge everybody to mobilize now as you've never mobilized before, between January 20th and May 1st. If you can stop some of the most monstrous things from going through, it'll be harder and harder as time goes on for Obama to get it. But you've got to be able to withstand this initial stormtrooper stuff that's going to be thrown at you with the hysteria that Jason was talking about, you know, this array of products and, you know, hero worship, personality cultism, you know, groupies and all the rest.
Yeah, get the Obama collector plate and the Obama collector coin. I mean, they've all got them. Thank you for the call, Chad. Let's jump to Ken in Georgia. Ken, last caller. What's on your mind?
Hi. Webster, your podcast is really awesome, and I encourage people to listen to it. They
thank you.
Get college credit for listening to it.
I don't have any college credit to give. I'm sorry.
Quickly, Ken, what's your point?
Okay. There's an article today from Kurt Nemo about the Pentagon paper that said they were equating, well, not equating, but saying Mexico and Pakistan could collapse, and then not presented, but there was a video out there that where a Mexican broadcaster
talking about the collapse of Mexico. I got to let you go just because we're in the last 30 seconds of the program.
The existence of the United States of America is a historical achievement of the first water, and don't let little George Bush sour you on it. So no subversion, no secessionism, territorial integrity, constitutional government, and economic recovery. And fight for it through the organs of government that we have in our Constitution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.